بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
If a word ends in a long vowel and the word after it starts with a sukun, the long vowel is dropped. This only applies when you continue reading. For example, this word reads waqala. I pronounce the long vowel as normal. This word reads alhamdulillah. Now, when reading the words together, we said in the previous lesson that the hamzatul wasl gets dropped. So it appears to read waqala alhamdulillah. Now, we also said when a word ends in a long vowel and the letter after it has a sukun, we drop the long vowel. The long vowel alif appears here in the example. The letter after it is a lam with a sukun. Let's drop the long vowel alif. Now we read it as وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ and not وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. In this example, the first word reads أَمَتَّنَا with a long vowel alif, and the second word reads إِثْنَتَيْن. Now, if we are reading them together, we drop the hamzatul wasl. Now we see a tha that has a sukun, and before it is a long vowel. We drop the long vowel. Now we read it together as amattanathnatain. Amattanathnatain. Another example. The first word reads mukhzi with the long vowel ya. The second word reads al-kafirin. Now, if we are reading them together, we drop the hamzatul wasl. Now we see the lam has a sukun, and before it there is a long vowel. We drop the long vowel. Now we read it together as mukhzil kafirin. Mukhzil kafirin. This is a little tricky. The first word reads amanu with the long vowel waw. The second word reads taqu. Now, if we are reading them together, we drop hamzatul wasl. Now, we said if there is a long vowel and after it there is a letter with sukun, we have to drop the long vowel. But where is the letter with sukun? Do you remember the rule of the shadda? The ta in this example with the shadda is actually like this. The first ta has a sukun and the second ta has a fatha. So now we know where the sukun is. Now we drop the long vowel. Now it reads amanuttaqu. Amanuttaqu. Another question. What's that alif with a circle on it? Why didn't we pronounce it? Whenever you see an alif with a full circle symbol like this, it's called the silent alif and you don't pronounce it. You can follow our Tajweed video in the link for more details. Okay, this last example is a little tricky. The first word reads muhilli with a long vowel ya. The second word reads as-sayd. Now, if we are reading them together, we drop hamzatul wasl. We see a sukun on the lam and a long vowel before it. We drop the long vowel. Now it reads muhillis-sayd. Muhil lis-sayd. Muhil lis-sayd. Notice how I didn't pronounce the lam. I said muhil lis-sayd and not muhil lil-sayd. That is because you see an alif lam and after it there is a shadda or a sun letter. You drop the lam. You can learn more in our Tajweed video posted in the link. Now you should be ready to read on your own and you need to follow these steps to progress. Number 1. You have to practice reading every day with a minimum of 1 page of Quran. Number 2. Wherever you get stuck, refer back to a Quran reciter of your choice to see how they recite that part that you are stuck on. This will clear the error for you. Number 3. When you advance a little, you need to follow our Tajweed videos for more Quranic rules. Good luck inshallah, may Allah reward you for your efforts.
صدق الله.